Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 21, 1806. Lewis strikes an Indian. While Clark is up near the Narrows trying to purchase horses, Lewis is at the lower camp doing the same. Neither one is having much success. They have four horses that Clark purchased a few days ago, and Lewis has also traded for four, but they need four more to travel up the rest of the river and to the Chopunish Indians. Captain Lewis is having trouble with the natives in his camp and relates the problems today.
Notwithstanding all the precautions I had taken with respect to the horses, one of them had broken his cord of five strands of elk skin and gone off spancelled. I sent several men in search of the horse, with orders to return at 10 a.m. with or without the horse, being determined to remain no longer with these villains. They stole another tomahawk from us this morning. I searched many of them but could not find it. I ordered all the spare poles, paddles, and the balance of our canoe put on the fire as this morning was cold, and also that not a particle should be left for the benefit of the Indians. I detected a fellow in stealing an iron socket of a canoe pole and gave him several severe blows and made the men kick him out of camp. I now informed the Indians that I would shoot the first of them that attempted to steal an article from us, that we were not afraid to fight them, and that I had in my power at that moment to kill them all and set fire to their houses, but it was not my wish to treat them with severity, provided they would let my property alone, that I would take their horses if I could find out the persons who had stolen the tomahawks, but that I rather lose the property altogether than take the house of an innocent person. The chiefs were present, hung their heads, and said nothing. At 9 a.m., Windsor returned with the lost horse. The others, who were in search of the horse soon after, returned also. The Indian who promised to accompany me as far as the Chopunish country produced me two horses, one of which he politely gave me the liberty of packing. We took breakfast and departed a few minutes after 10 o'clock, having nine horses loaded, and one which Bratton rode, not being able as yet to march. The two canoes I had dispatched early this morning. At 1 p.m. I arrived at the Ensler village, where I found Captain Clark and party. He had not purchased a single horse. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 21, 1806.
Clark has another tale to tell about the day.
Lewis lost a horse that was given for a large kittle, and a Chopunish man lent a horse to carry a load and accompanied the party. The man who he had reason to believe had stolen the horse he had given for the kittle. We threatened a little, and he produced a very good horse, in the place of that one which we cheerfully received. Captain William Clark, April 21, 1806.
Lewis uses the term spancelled in his journal entry in regard to a horse, and it means hobbled with a rope. The party packed their supplies on the horses and headed up the river, purchasing two more horses along the way. They also purchased several dogs for dinner and wood for a fire, and camped that night a little below the entrance of Clark's River, now known as the Deschutes River. Monday, no free canoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.